Triple J.
Maybe a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences. Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yeah, it's Friday, Like a Virgin time. Matt and Alex with you, joined in the studio by a fair few people today, making up the band City Calm Down. How's it going, guys?
Very good.
All right, Jack, you were in the standing in like a semicircle of City Calm Down-ness. You got other crew here. Would you like to introduce everyone?
Sure. Well, this is Will on guitar. I'm going to have to screw around this microphone. And this is Jono on saxophone and Finn on trumpet. The pressure's on.
The crew is in the house to bring us an original and a cover from City Calm Down. Well, that's the plan at the moment. But you also, plans don't always turn out the way they seem with City Calm Down. We've got a few tour dates here and plan to be, you know, a short two or four dates. And now we're up to, what are we, like 12? What's
is
happened?
Is it 12?
It's something like that.
I think we've overcommitted ourselves.
Yeah, here we go. Oh,
there also seems to be a lot of sold out next to all of these dates. It must be pretty humbling to see this many people coming to shows.
Yeah, well, I think my mum bought most of the tickets.
So. Oh, yeah?
For all cities as well. It's going to be
can
really
you give her one of my flyers, please? I would love her.
She's got a lot of friends.
To do the same. Hopefully they all go smoothly, you know, and that you don't get hiccups. You saw on your tweet recently, first rehearsal for the tour, you got incurable hiccups.
I was being a bit melodramatic. They lasted about an hour though and I couldn't sing for a while.
What's your go-to technique? Because I felt Matt had the hiccups the other day. I'm going, bro, drink from the other side of the cup.
Yeah, everyone's getting in your face trying to, because everyone's got a cure, don't
and
they?
And Matt goes, dude, I'm all right, is holding a pillow into his face, holding his breath.
And the worst thing is we were at the club, so I was just in the lounge with a pillow on my face.
It's a good look.
How did you cure yours, Jack?
They actually did last a while because I was still hiccuping when I got home. But they just kind of went.
If you're hiccuping in a second venue, that's next level.
No, that's right. It was full on. But I've found the best cure is for someone to come up to you and say, I'll give you $1 million if you hiccup again. And then as soon as you're thinking about
That's clever. Yeah. I'll have to add that one to the repertoire.
So wait, okay, now you're telling me that we are not to believe anything we see on social media.
That's right.
Okay, because I saw a tweet that I'm going to read word for word.
Wait, is this our tweet or is this someone
is your,
else's
no,
tweet?
No, this is your tweet that I'm reading word for word.
All right, Matt's all getting right? out the phone here.
In fact, I'm just going to say the
true
date.
True or false?
I'm going to say the date alone and I'm going to see whether you guys know what I'm talking about here. Tweeted on the 30th of December, 2015. Any idea what that could have been?
Sounds like the end of
we
the
would
year.
Have been. I think we would have been at Falls.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, so can we get a microphone over to Jez?
Wait.
Come up for the drums. We need to talk into the microphone.
Oh, I don't know what the tweet is. So I don't want to confirm or deny
Here's
anything.
Here's the tweet. Exactly. Slept under a bush last night in a park, then for a bit in a car. Shout out to Danny in Surrey Hills for the late notice living room at 2:30 a.m. What the hell is
Jack,
going
talk
on,
us
boys?
Through this, Jack.
Happened.
Confirmed for sure. It's what happens when you leave this guy to organise all of the accommodation.
Well, I expect when accommodation's on, you know, on Oxford Street, I thought we could roll in at 12:30 and just. But close, 10:30.
It was pretty brilliant when we rolled around and then sort of went to a few different things. Finally chose a good park and then
took a while.
The sprinklers came on.
No, you did not.
It was wet grass. We slept actually not in the park on the grass. We slept in some like tan bark, yeah.
The whole band.
Yeah.
The whole band in the bar.
Barry Crocker booking the accom.
Oh, man. All right, well, they'll
such a as low as you get.
Yeah, but we're staying there again. We're trying our luck.
Well, the park time. Again?
No, not at the...
I shouldn't say Barry Crocker's being
maybe
me.
If I forget
the best part about this is we rang our management's like, so this is happening. And he goes, like, just 10 minutes previously that we'd done a tour with Teed a little while ago. And Teed had just been asking, how's City Calm Down going? Like, yeah, good. Good. And then he turns to T and said, so you'll never guess what they're up to now.
Sleeping in the bark under a bush. Yeah. All right, well, the good news is you've managed to scrape all that off and make your way into the Like a Virgin studio. You're going to play an original song for us today, the track Your Fix, which we've been spinning about. Is anything that we should know before this song if people are hearing it for the first time?
Well, I don't know.
If you're begging for forgiveness, is that what...
That's it.
Is that what I'm
scared.
Is that what you were doing when you told everyone you had to sleep at the, on the floor?
Yeah, they're like, get away from us.
Yeah, please.
We're staying in the living room. I actually slept in the car that night, so it was probably me that tweeted. Because I had to protect the gear. You can't leave all that gear out in the van in where have we stayed? Surrey Hills.
For sure. Well, like the Smaug, the dragon around the golds. You're just sitting there waiting to pounce. All right, well, here we go. You've got City Calm Down in for lack of version. About to play Your Fix off their album In a Restless House. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away. Stuff from City Calm Down on Triple J. The full setup there. Got a few horns in the background as well. That was their original tune, Your Fix, for Like a Version this morning. Thanks so much, guys.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, you're not done yet, though. You got to stick around, perform a cover. It is Like a Version. And we always ask for a clue. Can you give us a clue, Jack, as to what you might be playing for
the
cover?
Sandy Churros.
Sandy Churros.
Where would you get Sandy Churros?
I'm used to sugary churros. Had a lot of them in
and
had
sand.
A lot of them in Peru.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Well, we'll have to find out. To get your guesses in on 0439757555. We got City Calm Down in for Like a Version. It's a Friday. Hope you're having a good one. Yes, they just finished their first show last night at the Sydney Oxford Arts Factory. Got another one tonight. Then heading through Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, Melbourne, Northbridge, Frio, Melbourne and Brisbane. Doing a lot of travelling at City Calm Down. Hello again, guys.
Hey, hey.
Hello. Just racking up those gold fly plants.
Oh, not gold yet. Don't get ahead of yourself. We're working towards
that. It's a bad business strategy, but we're going to get there.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for sticking around to do a cover. We did get a clue from you before, which a few people have guessing over, but I was very excited to see, as soon as I saw you walk back into the studio, the thing that caught my eye, the recorder happening in the back there.
Recorder.
Is this a regular part of the City Calm Down setup now?
We don't want to give too much away.
Oh, am I not supposed to say it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's fine. But we'll let you see what happens. Because when a recorder gets, you know, he's just going to shred the recorder. It's pretty impressive.
Very few have shred a recorder ever, but I'm excited about this.
Did you first learn the recorder in school? I know in music class when I was in primary school, we had recorders. You had to remember to bring your recorder to school and you'd play like dun, 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 or something
such
like that.
Such a heavy instrument.
If you did forget your recorder on music day, they brought out the tub of communal recorders, which were like bitten on the ends. Yeah. They smelt like
saliva. As well as the tub of socks that you also had to wear, so like used socks at the same time just to punch you further.
Cold sores and tinea, that's all it was.
The other school, actually, they didn't even have a box of recorders. You had to play your ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Which you blew into just a wooden ruler. What was music like? At school for you, Jack?
I didn't get a recorder lesson, unfortunately.
No?
So I wasn't subjected to the secondhand recorder.
What about you know, the school band? I mean, I played the tuba.
Oh, yeah.
That I used to have to carry around on my back in a backpack at school. Did you play an instrument?
I played the French horn in year five and realised it was too heavy, so downgraded the trumpet. It's a downgrade.
Upgraded,
of course.
Sam, what about yourself?
I played music with him in year seven. Did we start?
Yeah,
did
I was a real delinquent though. I would never learn the parts and would be second trumpet and would pretend to play. Yeah. So I was just like,
that's right. You never actually used to play with him because I used to sit in front of him and I'd just be like, there's nothing happening here.
There's just air just blowing on your neck.
Trumpet one, rode his coattails very hard. He's just like.
I got to say, though, the most exciting thing about playing a brass instrument is the spit valve. It really is. I mean, you know you put in the hard yards when you squeeze it.
I
think
I copped that on the shoulder a couple of times, too.
It's a weapon as well. You know, bring out the spit valve.
Terrorising your fellow bandmates with the valve.
Well, we do have the carpets out on the floor of the big Lacovision version studio this morning to soak up any of that coming out of the brass in the background here. We better get into the cover. Can you give us a reminder of the clue that City Calm Down gave us earlier on, Jack?
Sandy Churros.
Sandy Churros. I was very confused. I don't mind a churros.
All right.
Hot out the vat, but usually a bit of sugar on it.
Yep.
What is going on with Sandy Churros?
Well, why don't we play it for you and you should pick it up pretty quickly.
All right, why not?
Stop.
Let's give the reveal as the actual song here on Lacovision this morning. We do have City Calm Down in the studio with us. We've got a bunch of instruments.
You look hesitant. What's going on?
No, it's as the song progresses, Sandy Churros will crystallise in your mind.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm going to close my eyes.
It's a big reveal.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Here it is. Some live music for your Fridays, courtesy of City Calm Down with their Sandy Churros cover. Whenever you're ready, guys, take it away.
Delicious but sandy.
Snoop Dogg.
And well done. That's
Lacovision
with City Calm Down.
Sandy
Mic drop.
In on the recorder.
I wish I could. I still don't know what that has to do with Sandy Churros, though.
Wait, was that it? We got something else coming
that
up.
That was great. Off Chronic 2001. Is it Off Chronic? It was Off Chronic, right?
City Calm Down, adding a little bit of April Fool's flavour, I think. A lot of instruments in the studio here. I'd hate to see them go to waste. Let's try it once again.
We played them.
City Calm Down for Lacovision whenever you're ready.
All righty.
like lie low, losing air, air. Black rocks and shoreline sand. Still that summer I cannot bear. And I wipe the sand from my eyes.
Yeah. Yes, on Triple J. For Like a Virgin, that is City Calm Down with their cover version. Was a Sandy Churros, a.k.a. a Spanish Sahara. Churros, the delicious Spanish desserts with a bit of a Sahara sand on it. Thanks so much, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
I thought that was going to... That you might have, you were going to crack there while you were singing that.
I saw
a little bit of a smile come up in your face. I think that Dr. Dre was still sticking around.
I was actually thinking of someone dropping their churros in the sand. When damn I was singing, oh, Forget the Horror Here. It's like,
forget. Oh, that's incredible. Are so you a big great fan of the band Falls?
We are.
Originally by?
We are.
Saw yes. recently.
Yeah, you got to see him at Falls.
That's right.
We DJed at their after party, which is really fun. So we met all the guys. Really
awesome.
That's
really cool. Nice. How are they? They're very awesome. Nice gentlemen.
What sort of tasty treats did you drop for them?
Oh, the DJ set.
Yeah.
Just bangers, 100% bangers.
Yeah.
Is it
yeah,
Ed,
so we're
Ed,
having some after
Ed
parties.
Fisher? Who plays? No, not Ed Fisher. Ed, someone who plays.
Who are you talking about?
Who's the
in
DJ?
The band, yeah.
Edwin.
He plays keys in Falls.
Yeah, Edwin, that's right. Yeah, I was playing with him.
Who's Ed Fisher?
I don't know.
Just a friend of
it's
yours.
A name, yeah.
It's random.
I think Mr. Fisher from Round the Twist is... Or is that Mr. Gribble?
Well, shout out to Ed Fisher, whoever you are.
I DJed
text
with Ed on Round the Twist.
Oh, sensational. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. Best of luck for the rest of your shows, including the big one tonight in Sydney, going through the Woolly Mammoth in Brisbane as well on Saturday. Then next week, a few shows, Melbourne, Adelaide, back to Melbourne, Northbridge, Frio, as we mentioned, and then Melbourne and Brisbane. It should be fun, and hopefully the recorder can come out as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's going to be a feature for now. We'll start the set with that.
It's said on the radio. It has to be true.
Exactly.
Right, you're locked in. Yeah. Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for coming in for Like a Virgin.
Thanks a lot.
We'll see you guys again next time.
This is Triple J.
Go, 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 go. Yeah, yeah.
Triple J.